keep an eye on the sky.
It wants to be seen.
And your head in the clouds.
What is she doing?
Pretending to be a Disney princess.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, June 29th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. NBC's live Annie musical has found its Daddy Warbucks. Emmy and Grammy winner Harry Connick Jr. has been cast as the over-the-top billionaire who welcomes little orphan Annie into his home. Reed Shelton originated the Daddy Warbucks role in the first Broadway production of Annie, and Albert Finney famously played the character in the 1982 film. Jamie Foxx picked up the role for the 2014 movie version. Connick will star opposite Taraji P. Henson, who will play the devious orphanage matron Miss Hannigan. And Manifest fans Jeff Rake hears you and aches for your loss. And the series creator has now made it a mission to give you the closure you deserve. Rake said he's trying to find a way to conclude the series, which wrapped its three-season run on NBC earlier this month. In a tweet, he wrote, quote, "Could take a week, a month, a year. But we're not giving up. You deserve an end to the story. Keep the conversation alive. If it works out, it's because of you." Warner Brothers TV wasn't able to find a new home for the supernatural drama after NBC canceled it. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head over to EW.com. Our number three pick today takes us out of this world. Well, maybe. The new special TMZ Investigates UFOs, the Pentagon Proof, explores the first ever declassified UFO report released this month by the U.S. government. A report which, by the way, doesn't say aliens exist, but also doesn't say they don't exist. In the special, TMZ will walk viewers through UFO footage, including a never-before-seen video taken from the deck of a Navy ship, and speak with some of the people who experienced it firsthand. Interviews will also feature senators, military pilots, a Harvard scientist, former Pentagon officials, and the two people who pushed the government to release information it has held secret for more than 70 years. Here's a clip.
What is really odd about it is it just sat there at about 30,000 feet in high winds and did not move. It wants to be seen.
How do you know that?
It's in the same route that those pilots take every day. If it was trying to be stealthy or under the radar, literally and figuratively, it wouldn't be situated there.
Why would it want to be seen by military pilots as opposed to a population where a lot of people are seeing it?
I think it wants to be seen by people who can document it.
Cue the Ancient Aliens meme. This special will ask whether the government report tells the real story, and if it doesn't, where to go next to get to the bottom of those critical unanswered questions. In other words, keep watching the skies. TMZ Investigates UFOs, the Pentagon Proof, lifts off at 8 p.m. on Fox.
Number two.
All right, let's head back to Earth, specifically the Big Apple, for our number two pick, The Real Housewives of New York City. It's been 2 weeks since we last saw the New York wives, and tonight's episode picks up in the wake of Election Night 2020, as Ebony hosts the ladies for an educational night in Harlem. But Ramona still isn't in the mood to be educated, and her friendship with Ebony later gets put to the test over cocktails at Ramona's apartment. Here's a clip from the episode.
So we don't have to talk too much about it, but how are you just feeling with the election and how our city and world will be in the next few months?
I really just don't want to think about it. I've been thinking about it a lot.
And if it goes how it's looking, it's going to go right now. What I'm very, very happy about is America's daughters. They get to see a woman vice president. We've never seen that in American history.
Okay. I don't want to talk politics.
Right?
I don't want to talk politics.
Have we had a vice president woman, Ramona? That's an objective fact.
Let's have a nice evening. I don't want to talk politics. I don't.
I'm actually shocked that Ramona is so triggered. I thought, like, where we can have middle ground, like, I actually thought about this, was we are women, and she has a daughter. And can't we all agree how great it is to see women advance in American politics?
Huh, that seems like an early contender for this week's low point in our Week in Wives column. Speaking of mothers and daughters, though, elsewhere this week, Luann bonds with her daughter over their sobriety, while Leah stresses over her daughter's upcoming high school experience. So we're getting the personal and the political this week. And it all begins tonight at 9 on Bravo. Trivia. It's trivia time. What was the original title of The Real Housewives of New York City before it was rebranded as the first Real Housewives spinoff? Was it Manhattan Moms, Brooklyn Beauties, or Status in Staten Island? Don't go anywhere. The answer and our number one pick are coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. There is a new episode of David Makes Man tonight at 9 on OWN, and we'll say it again, you should definitely check out this show if you haven't yet. EW's Alamin Johannes spoke with showrunner Dee Harris Lawrence about the latest installment, which is a big flashback episode, and you can read all about that on EW.com after the episode. And while Alamin was chatting with Dee, he asked the question, what you watching?
I am always so busy. You know, I never get to watch anything. I try to watch at least the first episode of something. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always like, I got to catch up with that. But I just finished Mare of Easttown, which is fantastic. And they just need to give Kate Winslet all the awards right now and all the flour, because I just thought she just killed it. I thought the storytelling was well done in that, and in how to the very, I mean, you think it's one thing, but so many things get uncovered by the end within families, within, you know, the mystery within. And this small town that I just found it very engaging and engrossing. So I would recommend that.
Those Mayor of Easttown recommends just keep on coming. If you're one of the few who still hasn't caught up with the mystery series, you can find it streaming on HBO Max. And now grab your glass slippers, or maybe glass cowgirl boots, for our number one pick, A Cinderella Story Starstruck. The Fosters' Bailey Madison stars in the new musical film as Finley Tremaine, a small-town farm girl who longs to become a performer. When a Hollywood film crew arrives in her sleepy town, she's determined to land a role in the production and capture the attention of handsome lead actor Jackson Stone, played by All-Americans Michael Evans Bailing. But a botched audition forces her to change course and disguise herself as a male cowboy. Here's a preview.
Let's get you out of this mud.
Jackson Stone,
you're lucky they didn't ban us after your little stunt.
It is the one thing that I've ever wanted in my entire life, and it is never going to happen. Well, giddy up. Everywhere that you go, there is a heart. There is a heart.
What's the theme song from the Fuller House?
A hand to hold on to.
Real nice work, man.
What's your name, kid?
Finn. But, y'all can call me Huck.
Seems a little more Twelfth Night than Cinderella, but hey, we'll take it. Now disguised as Huck, Finley finally gets her big break, but can she keep the charade a secret from everyone, including her evil stepmother and devious step-siblings? You can find out in A Cinderella Story Starstruck, now available on digital platforms. Trivia. And now the answer to today's trivia question. What was the original title of The Real Housewives of New York City before it was rebranded as the first Real Housewives spinoff? Was it Manhattan Moms, Brooklyn Beauties, or Status in Staten Island? The answer is Manhattan Moms. The series was retitled in January 2008, 2 months before its premiere, becoming the second Real Housewives show after Orange County. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmull and Carly Usden.